I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It's been another day of confusion and concern over Japan's nuclear crisis. Workers continue to try to cool the fuel rods at the crippled Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. But a cascade of explosions, fires, and radiation spikes has meant constant interruptions. The plant was first damaged by last Friday's massive quake and tsunami. It's some 140 miles from Tokyo. Now, Japanese officials insist that health risks are low for residents of the capital, but many Tokyo residents are spooked nonetheless. Some are getting out. The World's Mary Kay Magstead sent us this report from Tokyo.
Tokyo train station was full today of people ready to take their distance from an uncertain situation. One was a Chinese university researcher named Sun.
Most of foreign people feel some kind of dangerous. I know many foreign people left and went back their country.
And you, what will you do?
Go to Nagoya, stay for a while, maybe a couple of days, and then to see how dangerous here is.
Both the Chinese and French governments are telling their citizens to leave Tokyo. Each is sending in planes for evacuation. The U.S. and U.K. governments aren't doing that, but they are encouraging their citizens to postpone non-essential travel to Tokyo and to northern Japan. The Austrian embassy in Japan has moved temporarily to Osaka, which is further from the Fukushima nuclear complex and considered relatively safe. Even Japan's Emperor Akihito today made a rare television appearance expressing his concern.
The accident at nuclear power plant causes deep worry. And I hope the efforts by staff can avert the situation getting worse.
They're certainly trying. And meanwhile, U.S. Ambassador to Japan John Rose said today that 45 American personnel, specialists in nuclear energy, radiation, and health, have been flown in with monitoring equipment to help.
Because what's most important is that we have the resources here as things develop.
With Japan taking the lead, he said, on trying to cool its reactors and prevent greater release of radiation.
The Japanese government has significant expertise, and that's probably an understatement saying significant. They're one of the most experienced countries in the world with regard to nuclear power and nuclear power plants.
For now, the Japanese government is trying to keep people calm. This morning, just hours after the most recent explosion, government spokesman Yukio Idano, speaking through an interpreter, said the amount of radiation reaching Tokyo is nothing to worry about.
So it's in a range which would not cause any damage to human health. But just in case, people within the 20-kilometer range were ordered to evacuate.
But Tokyo resident Chiiko Nishioka isn't persuaded by such statements by government and power company officials.
I feel frustrated because I think that they are withholding, the government is withholding their information that we should know. I think they are thinking that to preventing a panic, but because we can sense that they are not telling us the truth, so people are panicking. That's what happened at the supermarket.
And so many shelves are empty. Just today, Nishioka says, she tried to buy rice.
The store was supposed to open 10, but I was told that people are lining up from 8 a.m. I couldn't get any.
You didn't get any rice?
No.
So what, do you have food at home?
I have to go to there tomorrow if I could, but I don't know.
Maybe, she says, she'll go and stay with her elderly parents near Narita Airport so they can share food and save electricity in a time of rolling blackouts, so they can be together at a time of unnerving uncertainty. If she didn't have them to worry about, she says, she'd leave town too. Many of her friends already have. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Tokyo.